B104, this is Audra. Oop, I do not hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's not connecting to my board, and I don't know why. I can hear you when I take it off my board, but it's obviously on my end, so I'm going to hold it up to my mic instead. So I'll just keep it like this. So go right ahead. Okay. So sorry.
She's right here. You have her until 43.
Awesome. Thank you. Good morning.
Audra, good morning to you. How are you?
Oh, I'm just so thrilled to hear your sweet voice. You have one of the most lovely voices in all of television. And I have to tell you, can I fangirl for just a second?
I wish you would. Yes, go ahead.
So I never thought back when I was studying radio and television in college, sitting in the UC watching Days of Our Lives, that I would ever get a chance to talk to you on my own show. So I'm absolutely thrilled to have you. Deidre Hall of Days of Our Lives and many, many other productions. You and Days of Our Lives, I should say, are actually a new part of the new class for the Broadcasting and Cable Hall of Fame this year. How exciting
we
that
are.
Is.
We are. Yes. First time for daytime. It's quite an honor. We're very, very thrilled.
I'm thrilled for you because this show has been around since what? I don't even remember. I was looking
we're,
and I don't
going on to our we're facing our 60th birthday.
That's amazing. You've been on the show since 1976, in and out some, but always, you know, a part of the story was Marlena Evans, Dr. Marlena Evans. And I think one of the things I think about your portrayal of Marlena is your calm demeanor that just kind of sealed it as such a wonderful therapist that everybody wanted you to be their therapist in real life.
You know, we did a wonderful story years ago, the coming out story of when Will came out to his grandmother as gay. And we got a lot of mail at that point from young men saying, oh, I'm going to show that show to my mom because I don't know how to tell her. But just the way that Marlena's acceptance was written and was played and, to your expression, the calmness of it was what everybody hoped they would find when they came out to their family.
Well, and you have had such a storied career outside of Days of Our Lives. I don't want to take anything away from Days of Our Lives, but I remember Our House that you starred in with Wilford Brimley.
With Wilford. Wilford.
Yeah, that was such a nice family show. There wasn't necessarily anything like that. And I wondered how involved you were in bringing that to fruition. Was that something you were seeking or did they come to you for shows like that?
Oh, no. It didn't happen like that. No, I was with NBC, obviously, when Days was with NBC. And Our House came up, and my agent asked if I could read for it. And there was a lot of said, wait a minute, she's doing our daytime show, and we don't want to be, you know, pulling her away from that. And so finally I had a meeting with Wilford, and we talked about the characters and what we both thought, and would it be a good fit? And so for the first year, Days agreed to shoot my scenes on Saturday. And I went to Our House 5 days a week. And then, you know, obviously we got picked up for a second year and it became more difficult. But it was an amazing show, an amazing time. And we were the show that was chosen to go up against, wait for it, 60 Minutes, which is a time slot, you know, it's a death knell. Please, no, not 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
And we were the only show that actually held their own for a couple years there.
Yeah, it was a good show. I enjoyed it. I found your story, Never Say Never, the Deidre Hall story, very interesting. And you actually executive produced that, right?
I did. A different network had wanted to do it, and they sent me a script. And by the time it got in my hands, I said, well, it's a lovely story, but it's not my story. We let that writer go, and my husband and I wrote the script.
Well, and that must have been pretty powerful for you to share, because you shared some pretty personal stuff about your life in that.
Well, it was a lot of personal stuff about trying to start your family.
Yes.
Most women know that.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Well, so you were honored with the Hollywood Walk of Fame star back in 2016, this induction mm-hmm. into the Broadcast Hall of Fame and Cable Hall of Fame with Days of Our Lives. Is there anything on the horizon that you'd like to do still?
Oh, I'm so happy where I am, doing what I do with the people with whom I work. I'm the luckiest girl in town. I love what I do, and I get time with my family, and I have a life outside of the show, and the schedule is highly manageable. We have long breaks, so I may it'll be with you now. This is where I want to be.
Well, we love you, and we've always loved you as Marlena Evans on Days of Our Lives. The Bradys, the Hortons, the Damiras, the Kiriakis, the Hernandez, you name it. There's so many of them out there, so many interesting storylines. The only one that I ever thought, there's no way she's a demon possessed. She's the sweetest woman ever. So, well, Deidre Hall, what a pleasure to get to talk to you. Thank you so much, and congratulations to you and everyone with Days of Our Lives for this iconic award.
Thank you, Audra. You're so kind. Thank you. I should tell you something I've heard about St. Louis.
Oh, what's
which
that?
Which is that you can take somebody out of St. Louis and put them any place in the world, and they'll still be the nicest person there.
Oh, that's so sweet. I love
yeah.
that. Well, we could put you anywhere, and you'd be
the nicest.
Well, you have a good reputation. All right.
Thanks.
Well, thank you so much. Have a beautiful day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Oh, hang up.